W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Congress has voted to force the nation's railroads and its 12 unions to operate under a deal they reached in September, even though four of those unions rejected it. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
President Biden, who'd built a record of supporting labor unions, defied some of them by asking Congress to intervene.
We're going to avoid the rail strike, keep the rails running, keep things moving.
Many Republicans argued Congress shouldn't be meddling in a labor negotiation.
I'm not going to vote to impose an agreement that the workers have explicitly voted on and explicitly rejected.
Nurses at 16 hospitals in the Minneapolis-St. Paul and Duluth, Minnesota areas have authorized a strike unless a contract deal is reached soon.
Leaders of the Minnesota Nurses Association hope that the vote to strike will motivate hospital leadership to improve offers on pay, workplace violence prevention, and staffing levels. Trisha Ochsner is a registered nurse at Children's Hospital Minneapolis.
Ask any nurse with young children how much paid sick time they have in their balance, and they'll probably tell you, not enough.
An Allina Health spokesperson says they're disappointed that a strike notice was issued when the community is experiencing a triple threat of illnesses and before they've exhausted all available options to reach agreement. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A former San Antonio, Texas police officer who shot a 17-year-old as that teen put his car in reverse while eating a hamburger has now been indicted on a charge of attempted murder. Bexar County District Attorney Joe Gonzalez.
Justice means prosecuting that individual for this conduct. Justice means obtaining a conviction. Justice means making sure that man never works as a member of law enforcement.
The Supreme Court says the administration's student loan debt cancellation program will remain blocked for now. More from CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The Supreme Court has agreed to consider President Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt. The plan will remain on hold until the High Court hears arguments in February. Remember, it was a federal appeals court in St. Louis that blocked the plan after six Republican-led states sued, accusing the president of overstepping his authority.
Potential House Speaker Kevin McCarthy attended Thursday night state dinner at the White House for French President Emmanuel Macron, where he was asked what issues the White House and Republicans can work on together next year.
I think the economy, making us energy independent. I think securing our border, stopping fentanyl. I think holding government accountable. They haven't had much of that, and I think the country in this last election want to see a check and balance. So. Well, I'm at dinner with my mom, so I'm going to have a great time.
President Biden urging Democrats to give up what he calls restrictive caucuses, a big blow to Iowa. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 27. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs level off around 47. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows around 10 above. Chance for mixed precipitation Saturday with highs in the upper teens, lots of sunshine Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 27.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, a lot going on today. Happy Thursday. President Biden right now is having a private meeting with French President Macron. The two of them, in all probability, will have a press conference in the next, you know, half hour to hour or thereabouts and talk about what they talked about. But what's certainly be at the top of the list, and I want to get into in more detail in the third hour of the program, is the possibility of the United States and France getting together and pushing through a resolution for the European Union to create a special tribunal at The Hague. The Dutch president has already said he's okay with it. To try, essentially, Putin and some of the people close to him, particularly Shoigu, his defense secretary, and perhaps Lavrov, his foreign minister, for the crime of aggression, basically. You know, what Germany did in 1939 when they attacked Poland, attacking another country without provocation. This is an international crime. We'll see, if that's the topic of their press conference or not. But I guarantee you it's something that they're discussing. They're probably also discussing energy policies and things like that. So interesting stuff. I'll keep you up to date on that as the day goes on. Also, is the Republican Party getting away with polite denial while their base is overtly racist and anti-Semitic? I told you 2 days ago we had a couple of callers and I had conversations about this topic, and I said I was thinking about writing it. I got kind of started on it that afternoon, but I got sidetracked into this whole thing of, was the Pentagon in on, or somebody at the Pentagon, specifically the Secretary of Defense, was he in on the January 6th stuff? And so I ended up writing, finishing that piece and pushing that out yesterday. So today we're back to this conversation. I'm back to this conversation, of how deep is racism in the GOP? We'll get right to that in just a second. Also, why won't Amazon ban this new film, Hebrews to Negroes? It's obvious hate speech. It's anti-Semitic. I'll get into that in just a minute too. The second hour of our program, one of our two guests on the program today, Greg Palast, will be live from Georgia, talking about ballot box segregation. He's got a lawsuit going against the powers that be there. And also in our second hour, the ghoulish hubris of letting people die and calling that bravery. How Ron DeSantis and the Republican Party are going to brag on the freedom to let people die. It's really an amazing study that was just done. And also in the second hour, crazy alert, Tucker has a new conspiracy. He thinks the left is hijacking sports to brainwash young men, all because of a tweet that the NHL, the National Hockey League, just sent out. I'll tell you about that. Also, in our third hour, Ali Velshi is going to drop by, and we'll discuss some of the stories at the top of the news. And will Russia and Putin be facing a worldwide tribunal for crimes of aggression, which I mentioned at the beginning? But to begin at the beginning, today's op-ed at HartmanReport.com is titled, Is the GOP, is the Republican Party, getting away with polite denial while their base is overtly racist and anti-Semitic? And I start out this article with the story of John Cornyn, because I think he's really instructive. 3 days in a row, the day after the story came out about Trump's dinner with Nick Fuentes, the Holocaust denier and white supremacist, and Kanye West, who apparently is at the very least a Holocaust denier, or an anti-Semite. After this story came out, a reporter for Raw Story cornered John Cornyn as he was walking down the hall. Didn't corner him, caught up with him as he was walking down the hall in the Senate office building, and said, what do you think about this? And Cornyn said, I got more important stuff to do. And which led Claire McCaskill on MSNBC to say, Senator Cornyn has more important things to do than take 30 seconds and say to a reporter, I condemn hate and nobody should be sitting with Nick Fuentes, who is a former president. I mean, keep in mind, John Cornyn is not just some Republican senator. He's the number two, he's the Senate Minority Whip. He's the number two Republican in the Senate. He was the former chair of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, the SRCC, which Rick Scott is running right now. In other words, he for 4 years, he was the guy in charge from 2009, as I recall, until 2013. John Cornyn was the guy in charge of getting Republicans elected to the Senate. And now he's the number two guy in the Senate. So first day, Raw Story tracks him down and says, what do you say? And he says, I got better things to do than talk about this. Second day, Raw Story tracks him down in the hallway, and he hops into a senator's only elevator where the reporter can't follow him, refuses to say a word. Now, by this point in time, I mean, it's all over the news that John Cornyn is refusing to condemn Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, he knows this is happening, his staff knows this is happening, and most important, the Republican base, the white Republican base in Texas knows this is happening. They're no idiots, they're following the news. So then the third day comes along, and Raw Story catches up with him a third time. And this time he's got this soft shoe down. He knows exactly what to do. He knows, Senator John Cornyn knows this will not cost him one vote in Texas. Because they already know who he is. They know what the GOP is. That's why they're voting for them. So when the reporter says, well, what do you think about, Trump having dinner with Nick Fuentes? Cornyn is like, well, I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, or words to that effect. And then the reporter says, well, Nick Fuentes is a guy who denies the Holocaust and thinks white people are superior. And at that point, Cornyn says, well, obviously I don't ascribe to anti-Semitism and white nationalism. Perfect, John. Perfect. Obviously, yes, of course. No, we would never support that. If your partner asks you if you've been sleeping with that cute next door neighbor, and for 3 days you give the kind of answers that John Cornyn gave, your partner would have a pretty good clue that you were up to no good, right? I mean, come on, this is not rocket science, even for a politician. This is fairly obvious stuff. And through it all, I'm telling you, Donald Trump is sitting back smiling, grinning ear to ear, nodding his head and winking at Stephen Miller, knowing as the nation goes nuts over his having Thanksgiving dinner or Thanksgiving week dinner, it was Tuesday of the week, Thanksgiving week dinner with America's most prominent next-gen racist, knowing that there's no downside to this to him at all. In fact, there's a substantial upside. Donald Trump is in a situation now, the Republican primary battle is going to begin right after the first of the year. It's going to really start, you're going to see the early tweakings of it in January, and by March it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a sport. It's going to be battle. And Donald Trump needs to go into that battle with his base as pissed off and energized and enthusiastic and ready for the fight as possible. How do you do it? Like this. Have dinner with Nick Fuentes. His base is like, yeah, cool. This is exactly what he needs in order to win the Republican primary. Now, there are people in the media who are saying, well, won't some of this offend moderate Republicans? What about the Mitt Romney voters? Isn't Trump shooting himself and the Republican Party in the foot by embracing West and Fuentes? Oh my God. I'm telling you, these media personalities who are engaging in this tut-tutism, this school marmish critique of Trump's behavior, so certain that denying the Holocaust is going to hurt Trump, have got to be suffering from some kind of massive amnesia. I don't know, maybe they walked into a wall and banged their heads or something. This is the guy who bragged that he can rape women because he's a star. And the Republican response was to ignore it. Keep their heads down, keep on going, shut up. This is the same guy who tore thousands of brown children away from their mothers, threw them in freezing cages for days, and then trafficked them into Christian adoption networks where hundreds, maybe thousands of them are still missing. This is the guy who repeatedly embraced the world's most violent mass murderers and despots, who called Nazis very fine people, who brazenly grifted at least $5 billion for himself and his family, as a concept, you know, from his the contacts that he made as president. This is the same guy who refused to tell Americans how bad COVID was, because way back in the first 6 months of 2020, when COVID was rolling across the country, Trump believed it was going to kill more black people than white people, which it did, by the way. He was right in that belief. And he was pretty upfront about it. Rush Limbaugh was upfront about it on March 7th, back in 2020. Oh, hey, look at this. This changes everything. It kills more black people than white people. You know, 300,000 people died because of the who didn't have to die because of the way that Trump is doing the, you know, did the whole COVID thing. And I've got more to say about that later in the program. But Trump knows the Republican base better than any reporter. Hell, he is the Republican base. Crude, vulgar, racist, bullying, violent, viewing women exclusively as sex objects, lusting after more and more money regardless of who gets hurt, disdainful and distrusting of democracy. And the elected Republicans know this. You know, for decades, they've had this, we're Reagan Republicans. We talk about supply-side economics and perverse incentives. Oh, come on. Reagan opened his campaign talking about how, doesn't that upset you when you see a young buck standing in front of you at the supermarket buying steak and champagne with food stamps? In Philadelphia, Mississippi, the place where Schwarmer, Goodman, and Cheney, the three civil rights activists, were murdered to an all-white audience, saying, we gotta protect states' rights. That was Reagan kicking off his campaign. The base knew what Reagan was saying and who he was. George W. Bush, who's afraid of horses, bought a pig farm in Texas so he could walk around dressed like a cowboy and you know, really thicken his Texas drawl. He was really just saying, yeah, I'm a good old white boy, just like you are. The base knew it. And then Trump comes along and says, no, I'm just going to say it out loud. We've been living in polite denial as a nation for about a half century. I am convinced that the white racist base is not that little 20 or 30% that everybody thinks it is, but it's more like 50 or 60%. The election in 1964 was the last time a majority of white people voted for a Democrat, period, for president. There's something here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
There was a 2012 study conducted by researchers from Stanford, UMass, and Michigan and Chicago. 59% of white people have anti-black bias. The holidays are right around the corner, and we're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from HelloFresh Market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table, and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Louise and I have learned so much about cooking from HelloFresh. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for Louise and me with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe-throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Text 73784. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back. So over at Amazon, this is fascinating. There is a literally best-selling book. It says best-selling, you know, right on it. It's, in fact, it's the number one bestseller in African-American demographic studies. It's titled Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. And the summary of it on Amazon, I'm reading this from Amazon, says, touches on subjects too controversial for most authors to reveal to the people. This book will expose the truths that have been hidden by the powers that be in America. Since the European and Arab slave traders stepped foot into Africa, blacks have been told lies about their heritage. This was all by Satan's design, for he is the father of lies. And, you know, it just goes on like this, and it's there's also a video about it. And the CEO of Amazon has been asked about this. It's let's say anti-Semitic, to say the very least, anti-Jewish, right? So Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said yesterday that the company does not have plans to stop selling the film or the book. The film was recently tweeted out by Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name. I'm not a sports fan. Anyhow, he tweeted an Amazon link to it, and that's what got him suspended from the Nets on November 3rd after he refused to issue an apology. And, you know, he missed, what, eight games, I think? Yeah, and 2 weeks later, he finally issued an apology, and the NBA let him play again. But this is... Well, here's what the president of Amazon says to the New York Times. As a retailer of content to hundreds of millions of customers with a lot of different viewpoints, we have to allow access to those viewpoints, even if they're objectionable and they differ from our particular viewpoints. Dozens of people have asked, you know, celebrities and major figures, as well as Jewish organizations, have asked Amazon to take the book and video down. But he said Wednesday, that Amazon has employees that flag content, but scaling that more broadly could be challenging. Well, that's what you do with a little bit of your billions of dollars in profit, is you hire another, you know, couple hundred people to look over your products. I mean, does Amazon really want to be associated with anti-Semitism and racism? It's a, you know, I think it's a reasonable question. You know, what, where does this go? What, how do companies deal with this?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
At what point does a company's obligation to profits supersede, or not, its obligation to the public?
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to whatscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies, overnight with a low of 27. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, highs level off around 47. Cloudy skies expected, tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows around 10 above. Chance for mixed precipitation, Saturday, with highs in the upper teens, lots of sunshine, Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
HistoryRetirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Sh-
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. Oh, this is interesting. I've got two callers here saying this film on Amazon is not anti-Semitic. That's fascinating. Let's pick one up. Donna in Lake Alfred, Florida. You watched the movie?
Yes, sir. And I'm Hebrew Israelite. I saw this movie about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was before COVID. And it's been there on Amazon for a long time, and nobody's raised a stink about it, number one, until now. The Hebrew Israelite are not anti-Semites. They don't even consider themselves Semite. They consider themselves Shemite, from the son of Sham, with an H.
So the argument, I'm assuming then the argument of this movie, because I haven't seen it, Donna, and my apologies for that, but that is that black people are basically one of the lost tribes of Israel.
Yes, that's what we believe, yes.
Okay.
Because why would the Most High put us in a land where we need sunscreen and hats? When we go over there, we don't need all of that. That's because we're from there. They are not.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I
and
what does it say about you know the two other large categories of Jews, you know, Ashkenazi and Sephardic Jews, the Middle Eastern Jews and European Jews, basically.
They say that they are from Japhet. If you go in the Bible and look under I think it's Japhet. It might be Ham, but look at the descendants of Ham and Japhet. You will see Ashkenaz.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. So that's the argument. Interesting. Then why are all these Jewish groups saying this is an anti-Semitic movie?
Because they've taken over that land over there. If they're not the people, how is that going to work out for them?
Okay,
so
you're saying that there is a tension between black people who claim to be Jews and Jews who claim to be Jews. And
let me tell you what President Nasser in 1952 said on Time magazine. He said that you will never have respect in that land because you went away black and came back white. I didn't say that. He did. Look it up on 1952 Time magazine.
Okay. All right. Got it.
President Nasser.
Donna, thank you. Maybe I've gotten in over my head on this thing. I don't know. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just wanted to, you asked a question before the break about when does Amazon have a duty to the public or something to that
right.
effect, and I
legally they have none.
Yes, right, they have absolutely none. In fact, this goes back over 100 years in Dodge Brothers versus Ford Motor Company. This was a landmark case in the Michigan Supreme Court. This is when Henry Ford argued that he wanted to pay his workers a lot and have the product, the cars, sold at an affordable price so that people could buy them. And the Dodge brothers, who were a part of, they owned about 13% of the shares in Ford Motor Company, took them to court and said, you can't do this. It's all about the shareholders. These things really happened where Henry Ford was on the stand and said, I want to pay my workers a decent, you know.
It was his business partner who was essentially forcing him into this along with his wife. But yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, he did not actually want to in the beginning. He took credit for it after it worked so well. And you're right, Horace Dodge and his brother actually won that lawsuit. But that was at the Michigan Supreme Court. That's never been elevated to the United States Supreme Court, to the best of my knowledge, Paul.
Well, that's because, as you have mentioned on this program in the past, is that most corporate law is at the state level. The only corporate law, corporate issues that will go to the Supreme Court are things that are regulated by the SEC. So state laws are what governs. That's why so many places, corporations incorporate in Delaware and so on. Right. It's a very friendly corporation. But I wanted to talk about our not having a duty to the public. I know what the Republicans are going to do when they take control in January, and this play we've seen before. And it came about, I've been hearing, because I do surf conservative talk radio, they don't want to talk about how they're going to investigate Hunter Biden. They don't want to talk all about that. So I've noticed from several several sources I'm talking about, oh, the Republicans have, you know, in fact, I talked at one of the shows, the only one of the few that will let me on anymore, about, and they're talking about, you got to see the Republicans' 10-point plan on energy. And I went, I started hearing this energy policy, and then I mentioned, well, what about the 2015 law that repealed the ban on exporting crude oil? We need to get rid of that. We exported 29% of our crude oil in 2021, and don't think that doesn't help gasoline prices. And, oh, yeah, but, you know, then I got the kind of less is more theory that actually allows the oil companies to provide more gasoline.
Wait a minute, that would have been an opportunity for a right-wing host to say, yeah, and Barack Obama signed that damn law into being.
Ah, but therein lies the rub, Tom. I looked into that and said, why the hell did he do that? Because it was during an omnibus funding bill during a government shutdown that the Republicans did. It was the same shutdown that Marco Rubio inserted the poison pill on the Affordable Care Act, which defunded the high-risk corridors. That was a fund that was being established so that, because the insurance companies who were getting the really sick patients, so they were establishing a fund to help subsidize that.
Right.
And so a lot of the insurers pulled out of the Affordable Care Act market because the Republicans dumped that, and that was the same omnibus funding bill that they also put in the repeal the ban on exporting domestic oil.
Right. So
that's because Obama had to sign it. He didn't have any choice.
Right. Right. So
it was not a debated bill like this. Well, we don't debate anything. There's no regular order anymore, but
right.
It was not a debated bill. It was just something they slipped in. It was an amendment they slipped into the omnibus spending bill, and that's what they're going to do again. Because now I'm hearing energy policy, and I know what they're not going to go. They say they're going to go after Social Security and Medicare, but that's the third rail. That's suicide. But they will go after energy policy and big giveaways, and you're going to see gasoline prices go up again, and then they're going to blame it on Biden while they gave away the store again to the fossil fuel companies.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see. But, a lot to that. Thank you very much for that, Paul. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Paul, you still listening?
If
Tom Hartman go down, you take over this program, Paul. You are a bad man, Paul. Yes, you are. But anyway, this is why I called you, Tom. We got to send the MAGA people a Christmas card, okay? If the Republicans, these MAGA Republicans, start doing their thing in Congress, the Democrats are going to walk away with everything in 2024. You see, fear works both ways now. Fear works both ways. It's the MAGA people are going to turn us out. People are going to be afraid of fascists. Fascists haven't gone away. They're going to come out to make sure that these goddamn Republicans don't go any further than where they've already gone. Okay, and I really believe that. They don't govern. And see, and people can see that. They do not govern. They're a very radical political party. You saw the turnout in 2020 with Biden getting more votes than anybody ever got. You saw the midterms. I know you did this year. And 2024 is a slam dunk if those guys get in there and continue to do what their playbook is, which is obstruction of democracy, which is obstruction of policy in this country. So MAGA people are going to serve the Democrats real well. All they got to do is sit down and chill and let these guys, you know, cut their own throats. And we're going to have a good time because I do believe that happy days are here again, Tom. I really do believe that.
My sense is real similar to that, Morris. And I think, you know, if from my perspective, though, I think it's partly that there have been all these cultural changes that are catching up with the GOP. I mean, they made their assumptions of, you know, people will embrace fascism, people will embrace racism. They made those assumptions based on the backlash in 1964, the Civil Rights Act. And, you know, that backlash only exists now within a rapidly diminishing racist white segment of the American population. And it's a calculation that I think is really going to hurt the Republican Party going forward.
I'm going to have to give you an amen on that. And, you know, on this thing, his name is Kyrie Irving. He's a guard. He plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Uh-huh. And all he did was say, hey, folks, check out this book over here. And that's what got him into trouble. But they came at him because he was an easy target. It's a lot easier to attack a black guy that's made a lot of money in the NBA than it is to attack Jeff Bezos. Okay, and that's all that was. And, you know,
that's a good point.
Time, we want to put people. Oftentimes, we want to put people in one group. Like, oh, white people. Oh, no. Not even my Jewish brothers are like that. Let me share something with you, Tom, because I'm deep into this. Listen. Buruka Adonai. Elohelu melech acholam. Bishem Yeshua. Amen. Now, that's Hebrew. That's the prayer. Now, I didn't say that to show off. I just said that to let you know I'm deeper into this than the average person. And not all Jewish people are the same. And we're dealing with, when you're dealing with a Zionist Jewish mind, that's different than when you're dealing with one of these guys that follow Scripture. Okay, so, you know, we need to keep that in mind. Not everybody, not every group is just one monolithic, you know, whatever. And if they're going to attack this guy's referring to this book, they should have just something about Fred Hoffman's book. Remember Fred Hoffman? That was 1898, something like that, when they were talking about black people and how we would disappear after a while. You know, there have been all kind of books on this.
Oh, yeah.
Piece, right?
Frederick Hoffman, yeah. I wrote about him in my book on healthcare.
Look at you. So, you know, we need to be careful. But anyway, back to why I called you. Let's bless the MAGAs, okay, because they can't govern. And that's going to work to the Democratic Party's benefit. And, Paul, I hope you heard what I said. Okay, Tom, behave yourself.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Morris. Good talking to you. Ken in Martinsburg, West Virginia. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I mean, I'm going to throw an idea. You're pretty much, in my view, a master researcher. And I think a lot of these guys who preach this whole white supremacist thing that, you know, especially Mr. Fuentes, with the last name Fuentes, I think his Anglo-Saxon pure Americana whiteness ought to be called into question. Not to go by people's last
names. Maybe. I mean, you've got the Anglo part, you know, as in, you know, British, English speaking. But, you know, people who can track their heritage back to Spain as opposed to indigenous people in Mexico very often, you know, consider themselves, you know, part of white people in general. And they're and many of them are, you know, quite comfortable being white racists, white supremacists.
Yeah. Well, I stand corrected then, but... It'll be interesting to find out where his family lineage is, but
yeah, I'm betting that, you know, if Fuentes is Hispanic and, you know, it is a Latin sounding name, that he would be probably the first to assert that his entire heritage is European. But who knows? I'm not a scholar of Nick Fuentes, although by this point in time I've seen far more of his videos than I want to. I don't know if you've seen that mashup of Fox News and Nick Fuentes that The Daily Show did. It's amazing.
Oh,
Ken, I got
to
run.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In fact, I attached a YouTube clip of it to the bottom of my article today over at HartmanReport.com. We'll be right back. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? Well, I got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. Louise and I have a set of their sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. It's like sleeping on a cloud. And they're not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, which makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep comfortably year-round. We sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those, too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. I can get you 40% off now on Cozy Earth products. Just, you know, hurry up. The holiday offer ends soon. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you will get 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M. CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, yeah, you had that person talking about the black Israelites. They've been around since like the 19th century when somebody had a vision that that they came from Africa, and that's where the real Jews came from. And they were in the, I don't know if they've left, but they used to be across from the Port Authority. On the sidewalk, they would have this like raised table that they would stand on, and they would curse at everybody who walked by, especially if you're white. I mean, all the words. They're right. Just nasty people and angry, and they call Jews interlopers, who, you know. But, you know, one thing about Judaism, the blood has been kept, I don't want to say pure, but because of they weren't allowed to intermingle, so, you know, the people with the name Cohen, which is Kohen, which means high priest, Aaron was Moses' brother, who became the high priest. And the priesthood is passed down through the paternal line. And you can go to 90% of the people with the name Cohen's have DNA from Aaron 104 generations later.
Right. Well, you don't know that it's necessarily from Aaron, but there is a genetic consistency across that. I'm familiar with that, Bill.
Well,
and it may as well be from Aaron. I mean, you know, it's yeah.
Right.
So,
the thing is,
go ahead.
Yes. The thing is, the pretenders, they're like the Jews for Jesus, who are Christians. That's what you are if you're for Jesus. And or there's a British Israelites who think they were the originals, and they're pretty much act the same as the black, you know, just very angry. And
so I guess the debate here, Bill, is who gets to decide who's part of somebody else's club? I mean, I'm thinking of Rachel Donziger. Remember this woman who claimed that she was black for years and years and years, and then it turned out that she wasn't, and you know, she got trashed by everybody for how dare you pretend that you're black, and she's like, but I can be black, I can be culturally black, and then she finally gave it up, you know?
But there's still a group, I'm sorry to interrupt, there's still a group in Iran that's been there for thousands of years, the Mizrahi, who are from that area, and they have darker skin and dark hair, and not to be confused with Sephardim, but they're close to that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were allowed to live in Iran because the Ayatollah Khomeini says leave them alone. So they have...
Well, there are Ethiopian Jews, aren't there?
The Falashas, right.
Yeah, the Falashas.
Yeah, because they're described, but the majority of Jews just happen to be white, which is, I don't understand why we're outstanding from any other white people. We're only 2% of this country.
Right.
We're only 14 million people in the world. Before the Holocaust, there were 17 million people in the world. But, you know, if Jews were just left alone, they would assimilate. But because they are always kept in, the bloodline stayed the same, and it's really easy just to DNA see where it all comes from.
I'm assuming you're Jewish, Bill.
Wrong. What's that?
I'm assuming you're Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. But anyway, it's just one of those things. And so that Cohen, and in German, Cohen means priest. In German, Kaplan means chaplain. Mm-hmm. So people with the name Kaplan are also from the line that goes back to him. Aaron.
Yeah,
right.
It's interesting. I guess this became a whole lot more complex than I assumed when we set up the show this morning. When I thought it was just, you know, okay, we've got an anti-Semitic film here, and we've got, it really seems like it is a debate about who gets to decide who's a member of which club. And, you know, as it were, or which race.
It doesn't really matter as long as you have the same enlightenment and the same everything. You can call yourself whatever you want, but you have to have the goods.
I walked into a Catholic church once and tried to take communion, and they kicked me out. I mean, people have their clubs, right? And I'd have a hard time declaring myself Jewish. Bill, thank you for the call. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-2-
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at YAPinc.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR.